applause.
Can I get to where I'm going? Yes, ma'am.
Most of you know that your prayers have been going. They pretty much said my brother wasn't going to make it. They called us in to do a DNR, and we wanted it. I'm nurse. Every symptom, every sign was that he was in bad condition. His temperature had dropped to 93, his body temperature. His blood pressure dropped, and every clinical symptom said he was septic. The doctor said he had end-stage terminal liver cirrhosis. We need to call his family. Said he flew in from Florida. Chris drove in from Gallenberg. I happen to be already coming back from St. Louis. We waited and we prayed, and y'all prayed. Thank you. Everybody prayed. Everybody prayed. The power of prayer. We stood at his bedside. Mom, just looking at Mom's eyes, knowing that that's all he was going. I promise you, I had faith, but I knew what the numbers meant. He came, he woke up. The infectious disease doctor came in. He was septic. I can tell you he was septic. He has no infection. He's not sick. The liver's not that bad. The liver was bad. God healed my brother to a point where it's a return. There's no answer. There is an answer. It's a miracle. It's a power of prayer. But the numbers, my sister Sandy's friend, that's a doctor, said clinically he's gone. That's what they told us. Clinically he's gone. And we had to prepare for that. So today I tell you, he's talking, and he has a tube out of his head, out of his mouth, and I think he's going to be okay. He's still got a long road ahead of him. I worry about people that don't have faith out there. That's all you can hold on to. And I thank God that we have a family here and all down the country, and my aunt in Florida. Everybody's calling, and prayers going everywhere. So it just proves that God works. And I want him to work. I told Brother Roger, I just feel such a heavy heart. And I said, walks around with that badge on him. Think of Ryan, in his uniform and his gun, and it scares the hell our country is right now. So it's just a lot of heavy stuff we have on us, and we just need to keep praying, and I think we're ready for God to come down and say, take us. And when we get where we're going, it's going to be a happy day. But until then, we just need to stay together, like Brother Roger told me, and the hallway. This is our safe place for 1 hour. And I know there's been places, people that have broken the churches and hurt people that were that way as well. But I just want to thank all of y'all and let you know that, miracles happened this week for us. And I'm sorry about Alice's brother and what happened with him. And we don't have a lot of control, but we can still stick together and pray. Hope we all know where we're going.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Wonderful testimony. Are we have a nursery today or not?
No, but I do have a couple of children that are working with me on a special project. So if Jeff and Annie can come with me, if we won't be disruptive, we'll slow down and we'll be back.
Oh, okay. Y'all draw pictures of the preacher maybe or something? You know, folks, it has been an emotional week for a lot of people in our church. It's been an emotional week in the life of this country. But folks, we have to understand, I truly believe that church people in this day and age, which you are privileged to be living in, God's people need to get into God's house. And whether you're watching me by this camera, you see me on the internet, wherever part of the world you're in, especially if you're in this country, there's a church somewhere that you can find that's preaching and teaching Jesus Christ. And my advice is to any person who knows the Lord, get your table in the church. Because God's coming. I understand that. He's coming. You need to be in God's house. Those in the house are going to have a part. Are you ready to receive biblical advice? Amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. We'll look into Psalms again. Psalms chapter 28, 6, 7, 8, 9 says, blessed be to God because he has heard the voice of my supplications. God is my strength and my He is with me. Father, may we claim that today. Father, as we have heard the testimony of this dear one in our church, we never know from day to day what we face and what we'll deal with. But you do. Father, you have a way of being at the right place, the right time. Father, thank you for your grace this week. Thank you for all that you do in the midst of chaos. For Father, you find a way to lead us to the green pastures and the still waters. May we claim that today. Father, may your word come alive on the page as truly we look at what this psalmist is saying about the Lord. For Father, you are our shepherd. May we lean to you. And as we look to your word, may it bless our hearts. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Look what this says. Blessed be to God. Blessed be to God because he has heard the voice of my, and let's just say prayer. I believe that God listens to prayer. Now, it may not always be the answer that we want, but I promise you, he listens to God's people when they pray. And the more that's praying, I promise you, that gets God's attention. See, you can get God's attention in several ways. When you sin, you're going to get God's attention. We all know that. Everybody here is a sinner saved by grace. There ain't no perfect people in here. They ain't no perfect people watching me on camera. We're all saved by grace. But we do answer to God. And to understand that God hears our prayer. That's what prayer is. It's a supplication. We're asking for something. But I say this in Sunday school class, and I say this all the time. When you pray, if it's the right kind of communications, you speak, then you allow God to speak. And I promise you, he will speak through your heart. Anytime that two people, in order to have a relationship, have to have communication. To have a relationship with God, you've got to pray to him. You've got to talk to him. Yes, you are to pour out your heart to him, but then let him talk to you. Some of the greatest advice I've ever got in life is when I kept my mouth shut. You can quote me on that. I think that's a pretty good line. Some of the greatest, because sometimes I give my own self advice. You ever done that? Because sometimes I think I'm pretty smart. Huh? Some of you pretty smart too, aren't you? That's why you get as much trouble as I get in. I'm so smart, I can get in trouble all by myself. I don't need no help to get in trouble. I can get in trouble all by myself. Say amen, Chris. Thank you. And you can too. So understand this. Prayer is a two-way conversation. Let God also speak to you. Look what else it says in verse 7. God is what? This is personal again. God is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart gladly rejoices, and my song will I praise him. In is emotion. Any emotion that you have comes from your heart. That's where it's stored up at. It can be happy, sad, calm, mad. Don't make any difference. Depressed, whatever it may be. The emotion comes from the heart. If we give that heart to the Lord, He strengthens and shields it. When I was 49 years old, it's coming up on, well, no, I was younger than that. It's in 2005, I had open heart surgery. Did 6 bypasses. Told Monica that I gave you my heart of a 20-year-old. And that sort of depressed her a little bit. It's amazing what they can do. My heart wouldn't get in the blood. So they went in and they fixed it. Let me tell you something. We need, in this country and in this church and in the world we live in today, we need some hearts fixed. Because Buddy Satan got a hold of it and he has clogged the arteries up big time with hate and sin. You get the analogy? You get the picture? So sometimes, folks, we got to go to the doctor to get help. The doctor is the Lord. The doctor is Jesus. The doctor is the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, then I'm able to stand today. I'm able to do the dialysis that I do. You know, and I really wondered in my late 40s why I had to go through what I had to go through. But God had to give me a new heart in my 40s to deal with what I was going to deal with in my 50s. You understand that? Sometimes He has to straighten things out in you because you got another mess just around the corner. And some of it I created myself because I like to eat. And I like to eat stuff that's not good for your heart. And it gives you cholesterol and it clogs up the arteries and it does all that kind of stuff. And it takes somebody to go in and fix it. But that had to be fixed first because God knew what I was facing in my 50s. I couldn't do what I do with dialysis the way it is done unless your heart is strong enough for it. Because no matter how much you help your kidneys, if that heart stops beating, you can forget about your kidneys. You understand what I'm saying? God knows what He's doing. He had to fix me first, even though I didn't understand it. But He was my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in Him. When I was laying there, the night before I was going to go up for heart surgery, I didn't sleep very well because I knew I was facing some pretty major stuff. A good friend of mine, which all of y'all know, Brother Dan Pryor, came up at 9 o'clock that night, had prayer with me, and he said, Roger, he said, no matter what happens, you're in good hands. And that's right. That's true. I was in good hands. I was in good hands because I put my hands into the Father. That's why I was in good hands. I like my doctors. They were good people. But let me tell you something. As much as I love the doctors that surround me even to this day, I'm here today not because of being a doctor. I'm here today because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Christianity will be fought on every stance. And that's where it's at today. It's being fought on everything. From the TV you turn on, to the computer you turn on, to the telephone that's in your hands, whatever it may be, Christianity is under attack. I say, let it come. Because one of these days, when that trumpet sounds and Jesus comes, then it's going to be 7 years. We're just going to let them have this old world for 7 years. Let them see what it's like when you take the church out of this world. Sometimes you better be careful what you wish for. You ever heard that phrase? Because a lot of times people think, we wish Christianity was wiped off the face of this earth. One day it's going to be. But at the end of that 7 years, it's coming back. But when we come back next time, we won't worry about it no more. Because God's going to take it over. Wow!
Touch somebody's life in some way, shape, or manner,
that is a trophy. That phone call you made, that somebody you prayed for, that someone that you talked to, that someone you sent an email to, that someone that you reached out to, that is a trophy by the blessing of God. I didn't hear the biggest part of that chorus of my life.